Welcome to the pause and notice practice. This short exercise helps you interrupt automatic rejection-sensitive dysphoria responses by creating a moment of awareness between trigger and reaction. Find a comfortable position, whether you're sitting or lying down. Take a soft breath in and out. Now bring to mind a recent mild situation where you felt that familiar sting of rejection or criticism. Nothing too intense, just a small moment. As you recall this situation, notice what happens in your body. Perhaps there's tension in your shoulders, warmth in your face, or a knot in your stomach. Whatever you notice, simply acknowledge it without trying to change it. Now, notice the thoughts that arise. What story is your mind telling you about this situation? These thoughts are just habits, well-worn paths your brain has created to make sense of uncomfortable feelings. Take another breath. Feel your feet on the floor or your body supported where you sit or lie. This is the pause, the space between trigger and reaction, when new choices become possible. Now say to yourself, this feeling is temporary. I can stay present with it. Notice how creating this small gap, this pause, already shifts something in your experience. When you're ready, take another breath and open your eyes if they've been closed. The more you practice pausing, the more natural it becomes. Your brain is learning that you can tolerate the discomfort without needing to react immediately. This pause is where rewiring happens. You can return to this practice whenever you notice your rejection-sensitive dysphoria arising. Even a 30-second version can interrupt automatic patterns. Well done. Trust that each pause creates new possibilities in your brain.